It looks like ancient Earth's spot, 16th or 17th century, I guess.
Approximately 1691, Captain. Salem, Massachusetts, if I recall your historical records correctly.
We are gathered here today, good citizens, to see justice done. You are the judges. These are the defendants. As representatives of the vilest species in all the universe, treacherous humanity, and those who would aid them. As a specialist in the ethics of magic, I have been appointed prosecutor here.
Wait, if this is a trial, we have the right to know what you think we've done.
Has this one not told you how we visited your Earth? Or what was done to us there?
Lucian has said only that you came as wise men, helpful wizards.
Then hear this. Know that once upon your world, I was known as Asmodeus, he who sees all. Gaze upon my countenance so that you too may see. We came to your world as friends, but wherever we went, the story was invariably the same. Some humans would attempt to use us to gain power, to serve their own greed and lust. When we refused to serve them, they turned against us and taught other humans to fear us, to hate. They called us devils, warlocks, evil sorcerers. Those of us who survived came to the town of Salem in Massachusetts as settlers and tried to live like other men.
But you made mistakes, used your powers,
and burned for it. Burned!
As witches.
We massed together outside the town, immersed ourselves in Magan lore, revived ourselves enough to unite our minds and reach into our own universe, tap enough of its power to return from your hellish Earth to Magus II.
And loneliness and fear.
Should we not fear the Earthlings? Should we not fear the cruelty of outsiders? Never again have we explored. Never again has companionship been sought. Yet, here you are.
And if one Earthship can find us, friend Kirk, then so can others. That's what they fear.
We do not want to hurt you. We have never had to hurt anyone before. If there were some reason not to, who will speak in defense of the Earth humans?
I will, Asmodeus. I am not of Earth.
Yes, you are different. The court will hear a defense.
I call Lucian as my first witness. Lucian, you alone, of all those here, do not seem to fear or hate humans. Why?
They are like me, with questions to be answered, with minds that range outward, boundless. But every Magan is always alone in his sphere of knowledge. Humans are always together. They share. That is why I adopted your ship when I saw it arrive.
Thank you, Lucian. Next witness, please. Captain James T. Kirk. Tell the court, please, Captain Kirk. Would you say that since Salem, humans have changed?
I think we've been trying to, Spock. Humans have their faults, greed, envy, panicky fear. But in the centuries since the Salem witch trials, we have learned. We try to understand and respect all life forms.
Indeed, Captain. Could you elaborate?
The records of the Enterprise are open for your inspection. All the history of Earth and the Federation is at your disposal. Look at General Order Number 1. No starship may interfere with the normal development of any alien life or society. Compare that with the Earth you once knew.
Enough! Here is your history. Here are your records. Citizens, you have heard, you have read. How do you vote? According to your records, your entry here was an accident unlikely to be duplicated. With that in mind, plus all you have said, It seems to us that Megas, too, is safe. But Lucian must be punished. For his betrayal of his people, he shall be confined in limbo for all eternity, to live with only himself.
No. To isolate someone like Lucian, that's the same as sentencing him to death.
Do you realize who you defend? He has told you his name is Lucian. Would you defend him still if you knew he had another name, too? The Rollicker, the Tempter, Lucifer!
We're not interested in legend. He's a living being, an intelligent life form. That's all we have to know about him. We will not join in harming him.
Submit, Captain. You haven't the power to fight us.
Captain, use the magic you know. Believe.
You cannot beat an entire planet, Captain Kirk. There is no way you can win.
I have to, or you'll become as bad as the Earthmen you fear. You're acting out of terror instead of out of thought or respect.
You were prepared to die for Lucian, a being who is alien to you?
As I was sure you would, friend Kirk. I told them their fears were groundless.
I don't understand.
This last was a test of your intentions, Captain. We had to be certain your records were no ruse. We have been tricked before, much to our pain and sorrow.
I see. The Nagans had to have proof that mankind had grown and learned wisdom since they last saw Earth. Your compassion was that proof, Captain.
If your people should visit us now, we shall do our best to welcome them. The banishment of fear will help us all.
A favorite old Earth custom of mine, Asmodeus. A toast to a new friendship.
All systems go, Captain. We're back to normal.
No more magic for us, Jim. It's all back there. You think Lucian really was the demon some men call Lucifer? Does it really matter, Bones?
It just might, Captain. If he was, this would be the second time Lucifer was cast out. And thanks to you,